This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, talking about India's days of infamy. On April 13, 1919, during a Sikh festival in the holy city of Amritsar, British forces opened fire on an unarmed crowd in an enclosure with very few narrow exits. At least 1,000 Indians died, and over 2,000 were wounded. In 1947, over Gandhi's and many others' objections, Muslim politicians went ahead and established, with the blessings of British authorities, a new state called Pakistan, with one portion in the west and another for Muslim Bengalis in the east. Religious tensions flared as throngs of Hindus moved out of their ancestral homes and millions of Muslims moved to their new country. At least 1 million people died in these conflicts that arose because of this ill-advised decision. December 6, 1992 began as a routine day for me at Punjab University in the beautiful northwest city of Chandigarh. I was a guest of the Department of Gandhian Studies, where I was giving some lectures and working on my book on Gandhi. On that day, 6 graduate students, 4 Hindus and 2 Sikhs, had invited me to join one of their service projects. Once each week, they taught Hindi or English to poor children in a Muslim village 15 miles from Chandigarh. As we arrived in the village, I noticed that the mosque was in ruins, and I was surprised to find instead a beautiful Hindu temple dedicated to the goddess Durga. The students, including the Sikhs, went immediately to the temple to worship. I was shown the temple's curry chicken kitchen, and I was told that meals served there were sometimes the only food that these Muslim villagers received some days. I now realized why Gandhi thought that India's future lies in its villages, where, as opposed to the cities, all the people get along, helping each other out and participating in each other's religious festivals. As I returned to the faculty hostel that evening, I noticed that everyone was crowded around the TV. There had been tension developing around the Babri Mosque in Ayodhya, where Hindu fundamentalists had been protesting for months. After that moving experience of Gandhi's India in the Muslim village, I saw TV footage of Gandhi's worst nightmare. The crowds around the mosque had grown to 200,000, and some of them broke through police lines. Armed with pickaxes and sledgehammers, Hindu fanatics tore down all 3 domes of the Babri Mosque. Riots broke out in India's major cities and continued for 4 months, and conflicts between Hindus and Muslims became deadly. In the end, over 2,000 people died, including 13 bomb explosions in Mumbai in March 1993 that killed over 200. Many Indians were caught up in the nationalist fervor, and more starting to vote for the Bharatiya Janata Party, the BJP, whose members wanted to reaffirm India's Hindu identity. In March 1998, the BJP won the parliamentary election. The BJP's most controversial act was to start testing nuclear weapons after a 24-year moratorium initiated by Indira Gandhi. The followers of Sri Shena, a fundamentalist organization in Mumbai, proudly proclaimed that after the bomb test, Hindus were no longer eunuchs and could now stand up to the world as real men. There are chilling parallels between Christian, Muslim, and Hindu fundamentalists, and all of us have to be vigilant against these dangerous excesses and demand tolerance and respect for all the world's religions. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgier@adelphia.net or check out my website at www.nickgeyer.com.